Mission Network News 2-Minute Version, Tuesday, September 21st, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. We begin today in Iraq, where there's word of another Christian exodus. Following church bombings and an attack on a seminary, thousands of believers are seeking sanctuary in Syria. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says they still have enough believers to do the work, but are Americans involved?
We have not had Americans in Iraq in the last couple of months, so it won't change our work really on the ground there. We are working with the Christians there. We're trying to provide aid to them as well as printed Bibles and other Christian literature.
We turn next to the Ministry of For Haiti with Love. The agency has headquarters in Florida and a clinic in Haiti. Both escaped harm from two hurricanes and a tropical storm. While the United Nations has peacekeepers helping with relief and cleanup efforts in the Northwest, For Haiti's clinic stands ready to help. So far, they've been treating severe burn patients injured in attempts to restore power. The team represents the hands and feet of Christ in a country frequently visited by disaster. And as the Mel Gibson film The Passion of the Christ was released on DVD a few weeks ago, interest in the life of Christ is increasing. The Jesus Film Project is seeing more requests for their DVD, Jesus Fact or Fiction. The Jesus Film's Clyde Tabor says The Passion focuses on the last 12 hours of Christ's life, leaving lots of questions.
Our DVD has a feature-length film on the full life and ministry of Christ. And in addition to that, it has historians, scientists, theologians, and philosophers responding to more than 50 questions about Jesus, God, and the Bible.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you're interested in finding out about a short-term missions trip, go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. Click on the short-term missions database logo on the left, where you can find out about various mission opportunities worldwide. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.